Hi, I'm Mike Smith from filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 4 of Gotham, Arkham, written by Ken Woodruff and directed by T.J. Scott. This episode starts off well enough, picking up right where we left off. Oswald Cobblepot has found himself at Gordon's doorstep. What follows is, I'd argue, some of the strongest stuff the series has had to offer. The entire opening of this episode, which was screened a day earlier at New York Comic Con, balances a heightened sense of violence, a little campiness, and some great character-based comedy all in the span of some 6 minutes or so. The rest of the episode devolves back to the show's usual dour, tonally clashing self, but it shows promise for the show moving forward that it is capable of being something better. Arkham deals a lot with the upcoming mob war and helping to establish who the players in the mob war will be. Cobblepot is working his way up the ranks of Sal Maroni's organization, while Fish Mooney continues plotting against Carmine Falcone. There's not really much to this story outside of its generic crime show stuff, and I'm already sort of dreading having to hear about it all season, but there's still time for the show to turn it around and make it something interesting, and I think tonight's episode does do that just a little bit with Fish Mooney's audition process. Fish's plot involves auditioning girls to work for her, performing at the club, but also as a sort of seductress. What purpose that serves will surely be explained in the future, but it did create some unsettling scenes tonight, and while Fish pitting the two finalists against each other was a little too reminiscent of the Joker's tryouts in The Dark Knight, it helped establish the desperation of the girl who won, Lisa. The main story of the episode, which sees Gordon and Bullock dealing with a hitman working for the mob who eventually tries to kill the mayor, is largely standard. Aside from the killer's creative weapons, such as the knife telescope, there wasn't much here to differentiate Gotham from any other show on TV. But the absolute worst aspect of this episode was how it dealt with Barbara's past with Montoya, which is annoying, poorly written, and worst of all, boring. Gordon discovering their past did nothing but fill time throughout the episode. Barbara has been sort of a non-entity in the series so far. She doesn't do all that much. She's mostly there just to worry about Gordon. In fact, that's one of the show's biggest problems. It has so many characters and almost no idea what to do with any of them. Still, I cling to those opening minutes, with Cobblepot arriving at Gordon's door, creating a sense of uneasiness and humor that the rest of the episode sorely lacks. Once Gotham can lock into what makes those moments work, I think it can become a very good show. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.